response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Let's go. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Bill and Alyssa with you. Remember the other day we were talking about that guy at the Olympics, the Norwegian athlete who crashed out after he won a bronze medal. And
he revealed that he cheated on his girlfriend and was like basically begging for her back on the podium, saying that he like wished he could share his medal with her.
Yeah, a stream of consciousness from this guy.
Yeah, he really just let it all out.
Well, we had some more exciting activities at the Winter Olympics. This one much more happier. Someone got engaged.
Oh, okay.
Breezy Johnson, she is a USA skier. And when she got done with her run, her boyfriend was at the bottom of the slope. His boyfriend is Connor Watkins. And he proposed to Breezy. And everybody was standing here. You want to hear it?
Yes, of course.
You have worked so hard and achieved so much, and yet you still find the time to love me, to make me feel special. And most importantly, you help me love myself. There's only one way I want to spend the rest of my life, and that is by your side. I love you. Will you marry me? Yes.
Oh, I bet somebody at NBC was upset at that mic guy.
Oh, I bet they were.
Whoever the audio guy there was.
Like, you had one job. You couldn't make that any clearer for us.
The wireless mic was not cooperating right there.
Oh, I love that, though. And I'm actually reading her Instagram post. Mm-hmm. It says, "Hey, guys, meet Connor, my ex-boyfriend and my current fiance." That's cute.
Well, I'm sure happy that this worked out for this guy. Connor Watkins proposing to Olympian Breezy Johnson. Because I got to tell you, after I read the details of this, if I was Connor Watkins, I would not be confident about this proposal.
Why?
First of all, it's a public proposal.
I don't like those. If I was a guy, that would make me so anxious.
Okay, so that's dicey.
Yeah, that's super dicey.
In a way, I would feel like I was stealing her moment because it's her Olympics. She's the one that should be in the spotlight. And I guess you're kind of putting her in the spotlight again by proposing to her. But at the same time, you're also making yourself look good.
Yes.
I would feel guilty about that. I would not feel confident going into it.
You're not wrong. That's one of the first things that I thought of when you said that he proposed like right after she got a bronze. And I'm like, I mean, I'm sure she is not complaining whatsoever.
Well, she's not now.
But like, saying, I agree. It is stealing her thunder a bit and making it less about her training for years to be in this moment and more about a ring.
Also, she crashed like minutes before getting this proposal.
Oh.
So I would have just assumed that she'd be, because she skied back down the slope, but she had just crashed. I would think she'd be pissed off.
You would? Yeah.
There's no way. I don't think I would have gone through with it.
This guy's ballsy.
Connor Watkins is very brave.
Yeah, he's very brave. That's a very brave thing to do.
I'm glad it worked out for him. Love at the Winter Olympics on Valentine's Day weekend. Olivia Dean, Man I Need, the Q Morning Show. I was racking my brain for the last few minutes trying to think of my wardrobe. I know I have like t-shirts that are at least 10 years old that are still in the rotation. Okay. I don't know if that's bad.
That's not bad at all, but 10 years, that's not like going all the way back to high school for you. You graduated in the 90s.
It'd be impossible to go all the way back to high school. In fact, I was thinking about the oldest clothes that I own. However, I don't wear them anymore. I would say they are circa the 2010 era. Because I have a LeBron James Witness t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
That I don't want to throw away because I have
obviously
such good memories wearing it. I'll never wear it again in public. Mm-hmm. At least I don't think I will.
I actually the t-shirts that I have like that, that I know I'm never going to wear again, but they have sentimental value.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just put them in like a vacuum shrink bag and just shrink them down and put them in like storage in the basement.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like on it, I don't want to ever get rid of them. Mm-hmm. I've had so much fun, especially as a girl, going through my mom's old clothes and my aunt's old clothes. So I know that there is like definitely something to keeping some of it.
I also have a long sleeve baby blue shirt that I wore when Will was born in 2011.
Is it like in the pictures, like his newborn pictures with him?
I think so. I think I'm wearing it in some of the pictures, and it's faded, and so I don't wear it anymore. It's out of the rotation, but I remember specifically I was wearing that.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to throw it away. So it's in a drawer somewhere. I'm going to keep that.
What about the shirt you were wearing when Drew was born?
Can't remember. Second kid. Second kid.
I don't know. I was wearing something.
You don't remember stuff like that. All right. So we have good vibes on the way. Quickly, I just want to throw in some updates on the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The FBI did raise the reward to $100,000 for anybody that could find some information that leads to Nancy's location or an arrest or a conviction. So there's a higher reward out there. They're getting like 13,000 tips. They're up. That's how many have been submitted so far.
Wow.
Like they have a lot of work to get through. They did also the FBI in Phoenix released a description of the potential kidnapping suspect. So there's a picture of a guy out there. But yeah, they've still got a lot of work to do.
Did you see Savannah yesterday posted like old home videos of like her with her mom and like when her mom was younger?
No, I didn't. Ugh. I didn't see that.
Just like gut punch, man.
Yeah.
I'm really, really hoping
that they get
this weekend
some sort of resolution.
A resolution for this family.
Just to put their suffering to an end.
Yeah.
Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. The Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I mentioned this to you already this week, Alyssa. My wife and I, my wife Paula, we do not have Valentine's Day plans for tomorrow. In fact, my wife is working pretty much all day tomorrow, filling in for another coworker who I guess forgot about Valentine's Day or something. And so Paul is filling in and
save the day for them.
I'm not going to see her pretty much all day. In fact, I think she gets home late, like around 8 o'clock, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Later than that.
But even if she wasn't working, you guys don't usually do stuff for Valentine's Day.
Probably not. But I did mention to her yesterday, I said, okay, so tomorrow's out. Mm-hmm. I said, what about Sunday? Because you don't work on Monday. I don't work on Monday. Maybe we go out Sunday.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't you just want to stay home?
She's like, I thought I was making our lives easier by not having to be here.
Don't you just not want to spend any money? See, she's going to want Sunday to relax and decompress. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my day of decompression tomorrow. So I want to go out and do something on Sunday. She's not going to want to do anything on Sunday.
What about Monday? Does she work on Monday?
Well, then everybody's got to work on Tuesday. So
nobody
can do anything on Monday. Monday's the day you got to get ready to go back to work.
Don't grow up, kids. It's a trap.
This is Valentine's Day when you're married for this long. Q104. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So for anybody that is going out to dinner this weekend, I have a PSA for you. It's a bartender PSA, actually.
So is this for bartenders this weekend? Okay.
This will benefit bartenders. This is the thing that bartenders won't tell you, according to this article that I'm reading, that I thought I would mention. Because you know how you have a dinner reservation and maybe you go to the restaurant and your table isn't ready, so you're like, why don't you go to the bar and have a drink?
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you get there early specifically to have a couple of drinks before
dinner. Your reservation time.
So the question that bartenders don't necessarily like, they'll do it for you, but when you ask them, can you transfer my tab?
Mm.
So if you have, I guess they say if you just have one drink, that's fine. But if you have a couple of drinks and maybe some expensive cocktails, and when your table's finally ready and you say, can you transfer my tab? that cost them tips.
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly why I remember waitressing. And when I would have a table that transferred from the bar to the table, that bartender would lose out on all their tips.
Yeah.
And like I would still have to pay them like 10% of whatever I got in tips just from bringing them drinks from the bar. But she would have gotten a lot more if they would have stayed at the bar.
Was that a restaurant policy that if someone ordered drinks from the bar and then went to a table that you serviced, that was that a restaurant policy that you would have to donate some of your tips back to the bartender?
Yeah. So actually the restaurant that I worked at, any drinks that anybody got, because at the time I was 20, I got them from the bar. The bartender had to pour them.
That makes sense.
And so then I had to tip out the bartender at the end of the night. But it's only like, I want to say like 10 or 20%. It's not a lot.
So just a PSA to benefit the bartenders.
Yeah,
this
make
weekend.
Sure they get their full tip.
Close out your tab at the bar. Go enjoy a lovely Valentine's Day dinner.
And then leave a nice tip for the waitress or the waiter, too.
Good stuff. All right. Red Flag Friday is coming up this morning. So the person that's going to join us has asked to remain anonymous because she feels like we are going to judge her. She thinks that you're going to judge her. So with that said, I don't want to say what she's going to say. I would rather her say what she's going to say because I don't want you to prejudge right now. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red Flag Friday on the way. The Q Morning Show.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Red Flag Friday. Let's get to it. I'm a little nervous about this one because the person who wants to be on Red Flag Friday wants to remain anonymous. So not her real first name, not the city that she lives in.
Okay, so this is going to be juicy. That's what you're saying.
I don't know if it's going to be juicy, but I can't call her anonymous. So on the count of three, let's come up with a fake name for her, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three. Renee.
Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Let's go with Renee instead.
All right, we'll go with Renee. How's Renee?
I am okay, but I know after I explain what's happening and what my stuff is, you guys are going to immediately say it's a red flag. I'm just hoping that just try to keep an open mind and, you know, consider my situation. Just don't judge me because I'm really hoping, I'm hoping you're going to tell me it's not a red flag. So,
oh, girl, I'm chomping at the bit right now. What's going on?
Okay, so I'm seeing the guy I'm seeing. He's married. Okay.
Okay, stop. Stop right now.
Already.
Your Valentine is a married man.
Well, yes.
And you're asking if that's a red flag. I need to process this. We'll come back. Red Flag Friday. We'll talk to Renee and find out more. That's next. Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Red Flag Friday. We're just getting started here. Renee, not her real name, just revealed that the guy she's seeing is married. And she's wondering if that's a red flag. She doesn't want us to judge right now. All right, Renee, the floor is yours. What's going on here?
All right. So this guy and I work together. And we've known each other years, I'm telling you. But we didn't actually begin a romantic relationship until last summer. Okay. And he's told me repeatedly for, like I said, years that he was leaving his wife. And he wanted to wait till this coming summer. And the reason why is because his daughter's graduating from high school in June. Mm. And he's just told me over and over that once she graduates and gets settled at college, he's going to leave his wife and we can be together.
All right. Is that what he's telling you or do you actually believe that?
I don't feel like he's lying to me, gaslighting me at all. Because, again, we've really known each other for years and we're friends before.
Yeah.
So I really believe him. But this is my problem. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and he's made zero plans with me. I don't even know if he's bought me anything. And this would be our first Valentine's Day together. And he clearly intends spending the weekend with his wife and family. So I already know you judged me. I already know. But is it a red flag? I feel like...
Girl.
Are you starting to doubt the entire relationship now? Like, you think he's not going to leave his wife because he's not spending Valentine's Day with you?
Exactly. Exactly. Hmm. Could this be the sign that he doesn't want to leave his wife?
216-474-0104. I have no comment at this time. Your call's next. The Q Morning Show. 7:30 banger this morning. Katy Perry. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Red Flag Friday. We're calling her Renee. Renee is wondering if it is a red flag that the guy that she's dating. And she's been dating this guy since summer. They've known each other for years. They're coworkers.
Yeah.
Their relationship turned romantic this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is their first Valentine's Day. It appears that this guy has made no plans with her for Valentine's Day or even to do anything this weekend. Oh, by the way, he's married. So he's probably spending Valentine's Day with his wife. However, according to Renee, he promises that this summer is when he's leaving his wife and they can be together.
And his reason is that him and his wife have a daughter together. She's graduating high school. So once she gets settled into college, which I'm just saying, that's going to be a little past the summer, Renee. Once she gets settled into college, he's going to leave his wife, according to him.
We really haven't shared our opinions yet. I'm not sure if I really need to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're even like, this is definitely a red flag that he's married, but we're asking, is it a red flag that he's not trying to make any Valentine's Day plans with her, I guess?
Karen in Akron, what do you think?
I think she's a red flag because if she's that naive to think that he's going to skip out on his wife that he's been married to for obviously 18 plus years if they have a kid together and spend Valentine's with her. She's crazy. She's crazy. He's going to make his house happy and spend it with his family and his wife before her.
So do you think that she should, I guess, like just be okay with not having Valentine's Day plans and continue in whatever this situationship relationship is?
Oh, no. She's stupid. She needs to just, like, move on. He's married. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't detect any lies there.
Put a pin in that. I'm putting a pin in that. Move on. I might want to address that after we talk to Alex. I want to get the guy's perspective. Alex in Columbia Station, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What are your thoughts here when you heard Renee asking if it's a red flag that her married boyfriend...
I heard this and I definitely chuckled. I'm 30 years old and this is something that I would do when I was in high school. As I told you, before I put me on the radio, this guy, he's playing both of them. I mean, he probably has two other girls that he's talking to telling him the same thing. She needs to kick this guy to the curb and I mean, she's, Oh, okay. Cool for even putting up for it.
All right, that's what I want to address. Does she kick him to the curb?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's promising that he's going to leave his wife this summer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he could be saying this to two other girls. I mean, like I said, this is something I would have done in when I was in high school.
Yeah, this is like some very immature behavior,
wrap my head around it. I mean, it's not smart because eventually the bill is going to come due this summer. Renee's going to wonder, why haven't you left your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And that could cause, if they're coworkers, that could cause disaster at work. Like, I don't understand the logic in it, and maybe there's not supposed to be logic in it.
Yeah, it's not a good idea no matter what. I've always heard you shouldn't date your coworkers, let alone if they're married. Like, it's going to be a mess.
Both parties are definitely in the wrong, so.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be messy.
My advice to Renee would be, don't even worry about it. But if you really want a future with this guy, say, okay, I'll see you in the summer. Like if you actually leave your wife, then we can talk. Otherwise, we're just going to be coworkers. That's it until.
I would probably try to find a new job if I was Renee. Try to get out of that office completely. And then maybe once the summer rolls around, And if he does leave his wife, you guys can be together. And then you're just not coworkers anymore.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't leave his wife this summer and you both got to still work in the same office, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, I don't know if there's another angle that we haven't covered or if there's something that I'm not seeing. But if there's anything further, 216-474-0104. Red flags all over the place. Q104. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Reading through the texts here, which are coming in so fast. That I'll start reading a text and then another text will come in and then I've got to go back to the top of the screen.
Yeah, it's hard to
read
up.
The text.
But there's two that just came in that I wanted to touch on because I've been thinking this. If he's cheating on his wife with Renee, this married man, if he's cheating on his wife with another woman, he is going to cheat on Renee.
Oh, so the cycle continues.
Mm-hmm. Rinse and repeat.
Any other texts jump out at you?
One more that just kind of made me giggle. It said that everybody knows that Valentine's Side Chick Day is February 15th. So
it is? What does that mean?
If you're a side chick, if you're having an affair, then your day is the day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, how perfect this weekend because it's a 3-day weekend. And
yeah.
So you don't have to go
back
to work on Monday.
Yeah. So the side chick can get her time.
All of the side chicks must be excited about this 3-day weekend.
I guess so.
So much more time to spare. This text, I'm dying to know the conversation you guys are having when the music starts. LOL. What does that mean?
I think it's just wondering what we gossip about, you and me, back and forth.
While the music's playing?
When the music's playing.
I wish we had time to gossip. While the music is playing, we should someday record what is happening when the songs are on.
It's chaos.
And it is absolute pure chaos. There is swearing,
yeah.
Lots of swearing. Like, what the F are we going to do next? Something
Bill
like that.
Bill usually is slamming.
Yeah. We're trying to answer phone calls that are coming in. We're trying to read texts and possibly call people back from the text machine, and then we get a lot of voicemail, and it's like, there's 30 seconds left in the song! What are we going to do next?
Yeah, I don't think you guys would want to hear what's happening when the music's on.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the music. We wish we could.
Some shows have, people to answer their phones for them.
We are the people.
We don't have that. We do have Alyssa's College of Knowledge, so we are ready to go back to the phones to answer them once again. And we're looking for caller 14. 216-474-0104. A 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. And whoever gets the most questions right will win some tickets to see Primary Trust. It's a play. It's showing right now at the Cleveland Playhouse, at Playhouse Square. 216-474-0104. Caller 14. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 10 minutes. Alyssa is out of the studio. Melissa in Wadsworth is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a special Valentine's Day edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Do you have a Valentine, Melissa?
I do.
Tell me about him quickly.
His name is Doug. He's my husband. We've been married almost 9 years, but we've been a couple for 15.
Thank you so much for listening to us. So hopefully you do well today in our Valentine's Day edition. Question number one, Melissa. What is the traditional gemstone of love?
A diamond.
Question two. What popular reality television franchise centers on manipulating the romantic relationships of a group of isolated contestants?
Love Island.
Question two, who played Serena Vanderwoodsen in Gossip Girl?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Chloe Sevigny.
Question four, the iconic rom-com that popularized these phrases, you complete me and you had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
Final question, finish this lyric from the Bruno Mars song.
And held your hand.
Wow. Fantastic job, Melissa. I have you down with 3 correct out of 5.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Will it be enough to beat Alyssa Find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, the Valentine's Day edition, next on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, meet Melissa in Wadsworth.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How was it?
It was okay. It was okay. I've done better.
Okay.
She went 3 for 5.
Not bad.
So Alyssa needs 3 correct to tie her. Any more than that, she's going to win on this special Valentine's Day edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Question number 1. What is the traditional gemstone of love?
A diamond?
It is a ruby.
Are you serious? That's my birthstone. I was going to say that because it's red, but I was thinking, you know, diamond, engagement. You see where I was going.
Same.
Off to a good start here. Question number 2. What popular reality television franchise centers on manipulating the romantic relationships of a group of isolated contestants?
Love is Blind.
The answer is Love Island. I thought that you would know that because isn't Love Island one of your favorite shows?
Yeah, but you said isolated?
Is that wrong?
Kind of.
It's an island.
It's an island, but like they're all together on the island. In Love is Blind, they are isolated like in their pods. I mean, I guess that the girls are together and the guys are together, but they're isolated from each other.
All right, Melissa, what do you think? Should we give her the point?
I mean, it's like 50-50.
Okay. This game has turned out to be a disaster. I completely regret writing any of these questions now. Let's move on to question 3. So that means Alyssa needs these next 3 just to tie Melissa. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Question 3. Who played Serena Vanderwoodsen in Gossip Girl?
I think Blake Lively. Yes.
You should say you know. That is Blake Lively.
I said Chloe Sevigny.
What? Who is that?
She's older.
All right, question 4. This iconic rom-com popularized these phrases. You complete me and you had me at hello.
You got mail?
Sorry, it's Jerry Maguire. I think we know what just happened. Should we even ask the final question? I don't even know if we should. Do you want the final question?
I want to know what it is.
Finish this lyric from the Bruno Mars song.
And held your hand.
Okay, you got that one, but it's not enough. You needed 3 to tie Melissa. You only have 2 today. Melissa wins the Valentine's Day edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my goodness.
Melissa, enjoy tomorrow and this weekend with your husband and anybody else in your family.
Thank you. My name is Melissa, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Man, I'm exhausted. Like, I am so tired. Are you tired?
It's like 8 a.m.
I know. We're only halfway through.
I know. No, I'm up. I'm Adam. I'm okay. Ready to go. It's Friday morning.
We should switch roles or switch positions.
We should.
Like, you come over here.
Bill is sitting behind the board, sitting by the phone. Yeah, swap spots.
I exhausted just the last half hour with all the calls. I mean, I'm grateful for all of the calls and the texts. We should keep that going. And in fact, we're going to turn everything over to you right now for Free Plug Friday.
Yeah, give us a break.
216-474-0104. So this is your opportunity to plug whatever the heck you want. Is it your small business? Is it a side hustle that you have? Maybe some kind of a charity event coming up in the next couple of weeks you want to let everyone know about? Do it right now. 216-474-0104. Free Plug Friday. Next on the Q Morning Show. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Free Plug Friday. Plug whatever you want on our show every Friday at this time. Who's up first this morning? Courtney in Creston. Creston, Ohio, Sarah?
Yes.
Where is... I'm sorry, Courtney. Why did I just call you Sarah? You're Courtney. All right.
Yes.
See, I'm exhausted. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's Friday.
Courtney, where is Creston, Ohio?
It's on the other It's like the south side of Medina.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I should definitely know where that is.
They should promote it more.
Yeah. Well, what's going on down there?
Are you calling to plug Creston?
No, I'm not. I actually work in Richmond Heights.
All right. What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug Flex High School. We are a nonprofit, completely free school, high school in Richmond Heights. We offer a fully credentialed high school diploma program for students ages 14 to 21. Along with that, we also have a 22-plus program for adults who need help with their education. We have enrollment year-round. We have no wait list. We have personalized, flexible schedules to all students to help them learn at their own pace. And if you're behind on credits or you just want to change a pace from a traditional school, Flex is definitely for you. So if you are interested, you can go to our website. It's called flexhigh.org, FlexHigh.org. And then you can also reach out to our enrollment coordinator at 216-539-2350.
Well, that's how it's done, Courtney. Very good. Thank you very much. And next time, call to tell us all about Creston.
Yeah, I'm curious what happens there.
Teresa in Parma. We know what happens there. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you plugging today?
Fast Eddies in Parma.
What is it?
Fast Eddies in Parma.
Fast Eddies. I thought you said Fast Studies.
I did too.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
Fast Eddies. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking so fast.
Yeah. We were at the Shops of Parma and we closed our location in October and we are opening our new location at Sprague and Broadview on Tuesday next week.
Okay. Are you guys all ready for the grand opening?
Yes,
no.
We're so excited. We've missed all our regulars and we just missed working so much and everyone's very excited.
Yeah, so between October and now, it's been a lot of work, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a long time awaiting.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to take this long, but we're happy to finally get back to work.
All right, again, what's the new location for Fast Eddies, Teresa?
Sprague and Broadview.
Awesome.
All right.
Good luck with the re-grand opening.
Thank you so much.
All right. Free Plug Friday. Every Friday on the Q Morning Show.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday morning, The Q Morning Show. There's so much more to come on our show. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge, round number two, coming up at 8:50. Right after 9 a.m. this morning, a Q keyword that could give you a shot to see Ed Sheeran in Detroit. And then we're just finding out we have Guardians tickets after 9 this morning. And I was like, what? Guardians tickets in February?
Yeah,
yes,
we do
for opening weekend. So we'll get to that coming up. And also, I'm desperately trying to reach this person who texted our show. They texted and said that they're being abandoned by their husband tomorrow for a specific reason. I want to talk to this person. Hopefully, I can find them.
Abandoned on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
By their husband? Sad.
I have 2.5 minutes to find them. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. I'm so bummed out. I can't reach this person. I'm dialing the number over and over.
I know. I want to know, like, how in the world did a dart tournament take priority?
I know. These are great questions to ask the person.
I know.
Why text us that?
Such a tease.
If you're not going to answer your phone, why text us? The text says, my husband is abandoning me tomorrow because he's in a darts tournament. A darts tournament tomorrow.
I didn't even know those existed, quite frankly.
I would get into a darts tournament.
You totally would. I could definitely see that.
In fact, a friend of mine, his name is Jay, he got like super into darts during the pandemic.
Really?
And he would go out to his garage. He set up a dartboard out there. And then I don't know what this was, but it was some kind of an app, like a video app, that you could play darts against people in the world. Like he would be
virtually?
Yes. He would be out in his garage. This is during the pandemic. He'd be out in his garage at 3 o'clock in the morning playing darts against a guy from Ireland.
What?
And they would talk and have conversations.
Oh, that's cool.
While they were playing darts. And you would meet a new friend from overseas and play darts. And then you play one game or how many games, like three games. And then that's it. And then the call ends. And then you can find another person to play with or whatever.
Huh.
I thought that was so cool.
That's super cool. Is it like for money or just for fun?
No, just for fun, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's for money now. I don't know. But 216-474-0104. I thought we could get into this. Is there anyone else that is being abandoned on Valentine's Day? Your Valentine is not going to be there for what reason?
Yeah, why aren't they going to be there?
Like, my wife is working like pretty much all day tomorrow.
I feel like that's understandable. If your SO is working, I mean, it's still a bummer, but
she volunteered to work.
Okay, yeah, that's a little different.
That's what's funny.
Yeah, well, okay.
She's like, I knew we weren't going to be doing anything.
She knew that. Also, you guys have been together 20 plus years. Yeah. Also, she is covering for somebody who forgot to take off for Valentine's Day. So your wife is a hero in this situation for another couple.
Oh, yeah, she's a hero. Who else? Who else is not spending Valentine's Day with your Valentine? And for what reason? Is it a darts tournament? 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104. You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. Sarah in Lyndhurst. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. So I don't want to assume, but you will not be spending Valentine's Day with your Valentine. Is that your husband, boyfriend?
Oh, well, so I am actually the reason why my husband and I aren't spending Valentine's Day together.
Oh, so it's not his fault. It's your fault.
Mm. Yeah, it's my fault.
What are you doing?
I'm running a half marathon.
Okay.
Why? Why would you do that?
Well, it's the eeny, meeny, miny, moe half marathon.
The what?
Wait, what?
Okay, so I'm leaving tonight,
mm-hmm.
and it's on Sunday, and I'll be back Monday. So I'm, like, missing the whole weekend.
Forgive us, because we are not familiar with the eeny, meeny, miny, moe half marathon.
Yeah, we can't just glaze past that. What is that all about?
Where is it taking place?
Okay, so it's just outside of Philly in Newtown. So I went to high school there, and I have friends who are still there. I've read it before, but the last 2 years I couldn't because I had my baby. But I told my friends that I would go this year. I promised that I would run it.
And it just happens to fall on February 15th.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, she doesn't set the date of the half marathon. She's just running it.
I promise.
Okay.
I promise, my friend.
So you're leaving tonight. Does that mean that your husband, why doesn't your husband go with you? Is he staying at home with the baby?
Yeah, why don't you make him run it with you?
He's not a runner. He doesn't love running, let's say that.
Okay.
But no, he's like really excited, actually, because I'm taking my daughter with me. So she can see my my parents, you know, her grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just going to have the house to himself all weekend. And he's not upset about it at all.
Your husband sounds like my husband.
What a great Valentine's Day gift for him.
Honestly, we both win, right?
Gets to stay home, watch whatever he wants, play video games till 4 in the morning. Going to be living the life.
That's exactly what he's going to be doing.
Yep.
All right, Sarah. Well, good luck in the eeny, meeny, miny, moe half marathon on Sunday.
Thank you.
Break a leg, but like not really.
Not.
Yeah, don't actually.
Thanks, guys.
Sabrina Carpenter, it's Q104. Winter Olympics going on. I feel like we haven't heard a lot about the personal lives of, and maybe I'm just not looking in the right places, the personal lives of the Olympians. We did hear about the Olympic skier Breezy Johnson, who got engaged.
Yes, we did hear that.
She was proposed to after her event. But I'm just reading about this, and it sounds delightful. Well, don't you remember, like, during the Summer Olympics where there was a lot of emphasis on their sleeping arrangements and their beds, which were basically like boxes to discourage any kind of nighttime activities?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't really hear a lot about that.
Yeah,
kind of
stuff. I haven't heard any of that. Even like at the last Summer Olympics, I saw like the bed stuff. I saw a lot about the food. Haven't seen much.
Well, I did hear about this. At the Milan Olympic Village cafeteria, they have a large pump dispenser full of Nutella.
What?
It just pumps Nutella. Nonstop.
I'm picturing like when you go to like a baseball stadium and you have like the pump things of like the condiments, like ketchup, mustard, like one of those.
I'm picturing like a fountain of Nutella.
Oh, like a whole fountain.
Maybe. I need to see a picture of this because fans are like freaking out and they want Costco to start selling these.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I need to see a picture of this. Like, what does
idea,
that look like?
Whose idea was this, I wonder?
I don't know.
Who was like, you know what the Olympic Village cafeteria needs? Nutella. A lot of it.
I'm sure Nutella's involved in some way.
Boys would love this because they're big Nutella kids.
Costco does sell Nutella, but they sell them in the little jars, mm-hmm. which I find very inconvenient because it feels like the jar is never truly empty.
Yeah.
Like, you're sticking your hand in there with a little knife and you're trying to get more Nutella out. And then what you don't notice is like how much it's getting on your hands and your fingers.
Ugh, I notice because I hate being sticky.
Like I have come to work before and I'll look down at my hand and there'll be Nutella on it.
Ugh.
And then I'll be like, oh, look at that. Nutella.
Ooh, saving it for later.
It's a little treat.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here is everything that is coming up this morning, in the next half hour. This
is
a lot.
We've got a packed 30 minutes coming at us right now.
A chance for you to be in Detroit this August to see Ed Sheeran. So we've got a Q keyword on the way after 9. Our friend Curtis from the Cleveland Guardians is going to stop by. He has tickets. He has Guardians tickets for opening weekend. Guardians and the Cubs. So that's right around 9:05. Your chance to win that. Alyssa's College of Knowledge right now. We're going to play one more time before the long weekend. 216-474-0104. Caller 14. We have more tickets to see Primary Trust at the Cleveland Playhouse. And all you have to do is take on Alyssa in some trivia. Again, 14-216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next. Laura in Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
So Alyssa is not here, but she'll be back in a second. I have your 5 trivia questions.
Okay.
Alyssa's going to answer the same trivia questions in a few minutes. Whoever gets the most right will win the game. It's a special Valentine's Day edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Laura, do you have a Valentine?
I do.
Who is that?
My husband, Scott.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to the both of you. Hopefully you can win some prizes here during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Question number 1, Laura. What dating app is famous for the swipe right feature?
Is that Tinder?
Question 2, what Shakespearean play is considered to be one of the greatest love stories ever told?
Romeo and Juliet.
Question 3, what dating show features contestants handing out roses?
Oh, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, one or the other.
Question 4, what actress starred in both Pretty Woman and Runaway Bride?
Oh, is it? Oh my God, I can see her face. Julia, oh my God. Julia Roberts.
Final question. Finish this lyric from this Ed Sheeran song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath
my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight.
Laura, guess who else was perfect?
Who?
You!
Woo!
It's you, Laura. You're perfect. You went 5 for 5.
Awesome.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa has returned to the studio. She's sitting right there. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, you're playing against Laura in Menor.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Guess what?
What?
Laura was perfect today.
Ah!
It seems like it's happening a lot lately where someone is perfect, and that means Alyssa has to get all 5 in order to avoid the loss. That's exactly what has to happen today. So I'm not going to score her as we go through the questions. I'm just going to ask the questions. At the end, we'll figure out who won. Are you ready, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
What dating app is famous for the swipe right feature?
Tinder.
What Shakespearean play is considered to be one of the greatest love stories ever told?
Romeo and Juliet.
What dating show features contestants handing out roses?
The Bachelor.
What actress starred in both Pretty Woman and Runaway Bride?
Roberts. What's her name?
That's precisely what I need.
Yeah, I realize that. Emma Roberts is I think her niece.
That's a good fun fact.
Yeah, I don't know. Her name escapes me. I'm not sure.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Finish this lyric from the Ed Sheeran song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath
my breath that you heard it, darling. You look perfect. You look perfect. Tonight. There we go. Okay. Is that what you were needing?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Guess who wasn't perfect today?
Me.
It's you.
It's me.
Laura from Mentor wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Hey! Woo-hoo! There we go.
Finally. I haven't beat you yet. This is my first time I beat you.
Okay. Well, happy Valentine's Day from me to you.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Laura, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.